From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Olivia Love. A Democratic lawmaker wants Missouri students to access feminine hygiene products for free. State Rep. Martha Stevens of Columbia filed legislation requiring schools to provide pads and tampons in bathrooms of middle schools, junior high schools, and high schools. The state would pick up costs. Stevens says there's a growing movement to have the products available and no charge for school children.
It's also, I think, an education issue to ensure that students are able to go to school and really seeing this as a basic need that we can step in and help.
Stevens spoke with St. Louis Public Radio's Politically Speaking podcast. The federal government is providing more than $60 million in grants and low-interest loans to Missouri as part of a program to increase broadband internet access in rural areas. KWMU reports that six businesses are receiving the grants to install fiber optic internet lines that will bring high-speed service to areas that have little to no access. Among the businesses to benefit is the Gasco Sage Electric Cooperative, which provides electricity to rural areas of Camden, Marys, Miller, Phelps, and Pulaski counties in the south-central part of the state. It is receiving $7 million in grants and $7 million in low-interest loans to lay fiber optic cable in three phases. A Democratic state representative from Columbia wants to raise the state's gas tax by 2 cents a gallon. From St. Louis, Jason Rosenbaum reports the proposal is an alternative to plans that failed to meet voter approval.
Representative Kip Kendrick's legislation would raise the gas tax from 17 cents to 19 cents a gallon by the beginning of 2021. The proceeds from that move would go toward paying off bonds to repair roads. Kendrick's bill wouldn't have to go to voters in order to be implemented. He says the reception thus far has been positive, but added the legislation's trajectory is unknown.
Publicly, I don't know that there will be the will for the majority party to raise a fuel tax, however modest it may be, in an election year.
Voters rejected a larger fuel tax hike in 2018. They also voted down a sales tax increase for transportation in 2014. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
The Centers for Disease Control is working with local health agencies to educate Missouri residents on COVID-19. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services Director Randall Williams says the CDC sets guidelines for how Missouri should respond to the COVID-19 outbreak. Then, it is the DHSS's job to educate local hospitals and set screening standards based on the CDC's recommendations. No one has tested positive for COVID-19 in Missouri yet. Williams says the risk to Missouri residents is very low. I'm Olivia Love, KBIA News, Columbia.